Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I cannot tell you how excited I truly am that you are here this morning. I must admit that 6 to 7 days a week, I have to look at the face of Brother Matt Gibson. And so to be able to see some new faces this morning is truly refreshing. How do you view prayer? How do you view prayer? To some, prayer is a tradition by which you partake in before you have a meal. To others, prayer is simply a means in which you get to express your desires and your wishes to ask God for them. To others, prayer is a last resort when you are going through the difficulties and the struggles of life. There are often so many different views, different perspectives of prayer, and unfortunately, we miss out on the benefits and the blessings of prayer because we view it poorly. How should I view prayer? If you would, please take your copy of God's Word this morning and join me in Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1, we're really going to focus on verse 35, but we will also take the context into consideration as we make a few points this morning. I want us to notice as we go through this text several ways that our Savior, Jesus Christ, viewed prayer in hopes that I will start to view prayer the way Jesus did. Number one, this morning, Jesus viewed prayer as a priority. Mark chapter 1 verse 35 says, "In the early morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, went away to a secluded place, and was praying there." This is one of at least 25 times in the gospel accounts where they tell us that Jesus prayed or he was going somewhere to pray. Luke chapter 5 and verse 16 said, "Jesus himself would often slip away to the wilderness and pray." Prayer was important to Jesus. But consider the context in which we find verse 35. In verse 29, we find Jesus in the synagogue teaching. And then in verses 30 and 31, we find him in Simon Peter's mother-in-law's house in which he heals his mother-in-law. And as a result, the crowds begin to come. They're bringing their sick. They're bringing those who are demon-possessed. And in verse 33, it says the whole city was at the door. What did Jesus do? In verse 35, we learn, even though the sun has gone down, even though the day is coming to an end, he chooses to heal the sick and to cast out the demons. This was a hard day's work, all happening in one day. And if you've ever worked with people, while it is a great work, you know it is an exhausting work. Our Savior was tired. And yet, where do we find him in verse 35? Up early and talking to his Father in prayer. Prayer was a priority to Jesus. Is it a priority to you? I hope it is. I know life is hard. I know it seems like we don't have enough time. I know building the habit of a good prayer life can be difficult. And I know sometimes we just don't know what to say. Jesus Christ did not make excuses when it came to his prayer life, and neither should we. Prayer was a priority to Jesus. But also notice that prayer was personal to Jesus. In verse 35, we find him secluded, separate from everyone, in a place where without distractions, where it was just him and his Father. Did Jesus ever teach concerning what he's doing right now? Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 and 6, he would say, "And when you pray, you are not to act like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners so that they may be seen by men." Jesus would say, "Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full." This was not an eternal reward. This was an earthly one. But notice what he says in the next verse. "And when you pray, go into your inner room and close your door and speak to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." Prayer was personal to Jesus. And that's not to say that leading a prayer in public is a sin. We see in Mark chapter 6 verse 41 that Jesus is praying in front of thousands of people. What was the church doing in Acts chapter 2 and verse 42? They were praying together. When I pray, though, it is a personal communication with God and not, it is not a means to display my righteousness towards other people. Prayer was personal to Jesus. Consider one more this morning. Prayer was purposeful to Jesus. He saw that prayer had a purpose. And before we get this point out of the text, I want to kind of set the stage a little bit by asking a question. What is the purpose of prayer? Well, I see in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 12, prayer is the way that I can ask God for forgiveness. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, prayer is a way that I can express my thanksgiving to God who is in heaven. And if I read through the books of Paul, through his letters, I will notice that prayer is a tool that I can use to pray for, to pray on the behalf of my brethren. Prayer has a purpose. But notice another purpose that we find in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14, I hope you'll look at this. The Bible says, "This is the confidence which we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us." How am I supposed to pray? I am supposed to pray according to the will of the Father. To pray, to mold my will to His, not asking God to mold His will to mine. But when I choose to pray, I will align myself, if I'm praying according to the Scriptures, will pray in a way that aligns my will with God's. Hold that in your mind for just a moment, and let's go back to Mark chapter 1. What happens in verse 36? Mark 1 and verse 36. We see that Simon and his companions were looking for Jesus, and when they had found Him, they said, "Everyone is looking for you." Brethren, this would have been a temptation for our Savior. You see, it would have been easy to stay in this town. He was popular. People liked Him. They were bringing their sick to be healed by Him. What would have happened if He chose to leave? That means He would have faced persecution. That means He's going to face rejection. That means ultimately He's taking another step towards the cross. Notice what He says in verse 38. He said to them, "Let us go somewhere else to the towns nearby that I may preach there also." Here it is. "For that is what I came for." Prayer gave Jesus focus. Prayer helped Jesus align His will with the Father's. What did He say in the garden? "Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, but whose will? Not my will, but yours." And so when I learn to view prayer the way Jesus did, when I learn to pray the way our Savior prayed, I will say, "Not my will, but your will be done." And when I align my will with God's will, I am going to live my life according to this book. Prayer was purposeful to Jesus. Jesus was a man of prayer. We see that He viewed prayer as a priority, not as a last resort. Prayer was personal to Jesus. It wasn't a means by which He displayed His righteousness to others. Prayer was purposeful to Jesus. Every time He prayed, with this attitude of "Your will be done and not mine," Jesus displayed what a perfect prayer life would have looked like. And so it is my hope that as you pray, as you go to God and you bow your head, that you will learn to view prayer the way that